every family is different.
每一个家庭都非常的独一无二。
I was working on the floor of a friend's house.
我有一次在我一个朋友家帮他们铺地板。
It was his rental, and he had some people living in it.
那其实是他拿这个房子出去出租给别人的，所以这个房子我当时去的时候会有人在里面住的。
And early in the morning, this family was getting ready for the day.
当我早上去他那边帮我朋友铺地板的时候，他的租客当时也已经看上去是已经准备要出门的了。
The kids were putting on their backpacks.
小孩子们呢都已经背好了包。
Getting their coats on and everything.
大家都把衣服穿好了。
And then something totally caught me off guard.
然后突然间很奇怪的事情发生了。
The dad cranks up this loud upbeat music, and the whole family just starts dancing in the front room.
突然间那个爸爸呢就把非常活泼非常欢悦的加勒比海那种音乐开始放了出来，然后全家就开始跟着那个音乐开始舞动。
I don't know about you, but we certainly don't dance every morning.
我不知道你们家里是怎么样的，但是在我家不会每天早上就开始突然间的跳舞。
Our family is quite different.
我们家也很不一样。
You might find Tobias and I wrestling or boxing in the front room.
你可能会看到我跟我的大儿子在客厅那里摔跤。
You might find the four little boys playing a full game of soccer in the front room.
或者你会看到我们家另外四个小儿子会开始在前厅那里踢球。
We have soccer balls banging off the walls, off the door, hitting pictures and all kinds of stuff.
在我们家，我们的孩子会把球踢到墙板上啊，会把它踢到柜子上啊，到处都踢。
So our family is different as well.
所以我们家跟那个家又不一样。
I'm guessing that you don't let your children do that.
我猜想应该大家你们在自己家你们不会让自己孩子把球到处乱踢的吧。
I picture your guys' house is all nice and serene, very quiet and peaceful.
我想在座的家里应该都是非常宁静祥和的。
People studying, right?
你们可能家里都是小孩子坐在书房里面很安静的读书。
Every family is different.
就像我刚刚说的每一个家庭都是独一无二的。
And we have different expectations for our children.
我们对我们孩子的期许也是不一样的。
Some families expect their kids to be just fun and outgoing and upbeat.
有一些家庭呢，他们会希望自己的孩子非常的外向，非常的乐于与人交流。
Some families expect their kids to go into the military.
有一些家庭呢，他们希望就是小孩子能够加入到军队里面。
Some families expect their kids to get good grades and get a great job.
有一些家庭呢，希望自己的孩子读书很好，出来能够找到一份很好的工作。
Again, each family has different expectations.
就像我刚刚说的，每一个家庭期许对孩子也是不一样的。
God's family is also unique, and today we're going to be talking about the expectations that He has for His children.
在神的家里，他也有自身的特征和自己的期许，所以我们等一下也会来看神对他孩子们的期许是什么。
And that's the focus of Titus chapter 3 today.
这其实也是我们今天要看的提多书第三章里面强调的重点。
Let's all stand and we'll read this together, and Levi is going to help us this time since I can never keep track of the Chinese.
让我们一起起立来读第三章。
Remind them
to be submissive to rulers
and authorities, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy toward all people. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, deceived, enslaved, passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, He saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to His own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by His grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. The saying is trustworthy, and I want you to insist on these things so that those who have believed in God may be careful to devote themselves to good works. These things are excellent and profitable for people. But avoid foolish controversies, genealogies, dissensions, and quarrels about the law, for they are unprofitable and worthless. As for a person who stirs up division, after warning him once and then twice, have nothing more to deal with him.Knowing that such a person is warped and sinful, he is self-condemned. When I send Artemis or Tychicus, Do you do your best to come to me at Nicopolis? For I have decided to spend the winter there. Do your best to send speed Zenas the lawyer and Apollos on their way. See that they lack nothing, and let our people learn to devote themselves to good works, so as to help cases of urgent need, and not be unfruitful. Yeah, one more. All who are with me send you greetings. Greet those who love us in the faith. Grace be with you all. Father God, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you for the opportunity that you have given us to just set aside this time. We thank you that you call us to this time. God, help us to be mindful of doing good. In the great name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated.
大家请坐.
In verses 1 and 2 of today's passage, Paul calls Titus to remind the people of the expectations of being in God's family.
在第一和第二节里面，提多就特别的通过保罗就特别通过提多去提醒大家说，到底在神的家里面做他的子民，做他的儿女是要有什么样的期许的。
So let's look at the context a little bit first.
让我们首先从一个广义的角度去看，讲这个话的社会背景是什么样的。
Paul left Titus to pastor in Crete.
他把提多留在了当时希腊的克里多岛那边。
And as we discussed a couple weeks ago, Crete had some pretty crummy culture.
就像我们上几个礼拜有讲到，克里多岛当时的文化是非常令人不齿的。
And the Christians, of course, were supposed to be different.
在当时那个年代，就像现在我们作为基督徒是要与他人分别开来，是不一样的。
So consider the parallel with the Israelites coming out of Egypt.
如果要用一个比喻的话，我可以想请大家去想想，当时就是以色列人要出埃及进到应许之地的那个情况，是跟这里讲到的情况是挺像的。They
came out of Egypt and they were supposed to go to the land of Canaan and be a different kind of people.
当时就是要把他们从埃及带出来，去到迦南做不一样的人。
The people of Canaan also had a very crummy culture.
当时在迦南当地的文化也是跟这里克里多的文化很像，也是令人不齿的一种文化。
Their culture and their worship even included killing babies.
在当时克里多岛那里，他们的敬拜活动里面包括了对婴儿的杀戮。
Their culture and their worship included sexual immorality.
也包括了不道德的性行为。
There was lawlessness and unrest.
整个社会是透露出来一种无法无天、很动荡不安的状态。
And the Israelites, the people of God, they were supposed to come in and be different.
作为神的选民，以色列人被挑选出来、被分别出来，他们应该跟这些人是有不同的。
They were supposed to be different by being holy, good, and just.
他们的不同应该彰显于他们的纯全、他们的公义以及他们的圣洁。
And similarly, Paul is calling the Christians in Crete to also be different, remarkably, by being holy, good, and just.
同样的，保罗当时就对克里多这个地方的基督徒就发出了一个呼召，呼召所有在当地的基督徒们都能做到公义、纯全和圣洁，把他们自己和克里多当时的社会文化分别开来。
And Paul's doing this because a lot of times, at this time, a lot of Christian communities weren't doing that good.
为什么保罗要这么做呢? 因为在当时很多的基督徒社区，他们并没有这么做。
There was a great divide within Judaism.
在犹太教本身里面有很大的一个分离。
Judaism, Christianity was always a part of Judaism.
在当时的那个年代，基督教其实被视作于犹太教的一个支派。
In the beginning, all Christians were Jews.
刚开始的时候，所有基督徒都是犹太人嘛。
They were Jews who believed that the Messiah had come.
他只是一群犹太教徒相信了，说啊，弥赛亚已经到了。So
Christianity was just a sect, a section of Judaism.
所以基督教其实是犹太教的一个分派，当时看来。But
there were great divisions.
但在其中的确有很多的纷争。There
was all sorts of trouble.
有各种各样的麻烦。
There were riots, fights, and persecution between the Jews and the Christians.
在犹太教徒和基督徒之间有很多的纷争，有很多的骚动，有很多的逼迫。
So much so that in 51, the emperor of Rome actually tried to expel all the Jews.
他们这种恶，他们这种纷争的程度恶劣到了一个地步，就在公元后的51年，罗马的皇帝甚至就把所有的犹太人就赶出了罗马。
There was just so much unrest and rioting because of the quarrels between these two factions.
因为这两个支派不一样，在这个问题上面不一样的纷争和暴动，导致当时基本上很多犹太人就被赶出了罗马。
And Paul is calling the Christians in Crete to be better than that.
保罗就呼召了在克里特的基督徒们，要在秉性和行为上面都要做得更好。
As one historian points out, now that the Messianic age has dawned, the Jews or the Christians were supposed to be better Jews.
然后有一个历史学家就指出了说，现在弥赛亚时代已经开始了，所以基督徒们也当成为更好的犹太人。
Therefore, instead of fighting and fussing, quarreling about all their differences, he was calling for peace and unity and submissiveness.
因此保罗他当时就说要取代之前的暴动，取代之前各种的吹毛求疵，取而代之的应该是他们之间的顺服、和平和尊敬，来体贴荣耀神。
The Christians are to be a light within the community and among those who were Jews as well as those who were just pagans.
保罗也说了，你们基督徒不仅是要在自己的社区里面去做光，你更要在外邦人当中也要做光，在也要照亮犹太民族当中没有信主的弟兄姐妹们。
They were supposed to be the people of God in a pagan nation.
他们在一个外邦的民族当中做外邦人当中的光。
And again, there are clear expectations for the people of God.
所以作为神的子民的话，当中其实有非常清楚期许的写出来。
So Paul provides a long list of those expectations.
保罗就写了一个非常长的清单，清单上面都一个个列举出来，这些期望是什么。
And again, I'm hoping that you'll go through word by word and study and learn what those are.
我希望我们大家每个人都能花时间去看那张清单，一个个的看这一个个写出来的期望分别是什么。
The reason that there's all these lists is that there was a general expected behavior.
之所以这张清单一个个的列出来，是因为它其实整一个总纲会有一个主旨在那里。
But each situation is different, so the list looks a little bit different to each situation.
但基于我们每个人都会遇到不一样的状况，因此他把这些种子分成了各个不同的细节，就这样列了出来。
So a list of our expectations is a little bit different.
那当然的，对于我们个人来讲，我们对于我们个人能够应用起来的这种希望列出来的肯定也是不一样的。
But we can summarize it with a word that Paul uses often.
但是我觉得我可以给你一个词去总结，这个词也是保罗经常说到的一个词。
And that's godliness.
这个词就是敬虔。
It makes sense, right? As the saying goes, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree.
其实也是说得通的，你整个去看的话。
Okay.Godliness.
这个词就是敬虔。
This concept is found in Titus 1:1. That's where he starts to introduce it, even in this letter.
在提多书第一章第一节的时候，他就有提到。
And we're going to look at this.
然后等一下我们会很细致的去看。
The Greek word for godliness there in Titus 1:1, as well as in Paul's letters to Timothy and other places, is Eusebia.
在如果你去看希腊文原文的话，保罗他当时在提多书的开篇用到了一个词叫 Eusebia， 然后这个词在他给提摩太的书信当中也有出现。
Eusebia is a compound word, two words brought together.
这个词 Eusebia 其实是一个合成词。
And it means good worship or good devotion.
这个词代表的意思是美好的忠心，或者说是美好的敬拜。
And good worship is when we honor God with our actions.
好的敬拜意思就是我们用我们的行为去敬拜主，去荣耀神。
So I'm going to give some positive or some negative and then some positive examples of this honoring God with our actions, our good worship.
我等一下会给大家一些正反的例子，会给大家一个大概的图画，就告诉你什么是好的行为去敬拜，什么是不好的行为去敬拜。
So some negative examples.
我先给一些大家不好的例子，反面的。
If I drive like the devil, it does not honor God.
就比如说我在开车的时候开得乱七八糟的话，那么我并没有荣耀神这样的行为。
And to be honest, I struggle with that.
其实很诚实的跟你讲的话，我开的其实也并不是很好。
I have to remind myself that Jesus came in on a donkey, not on a war horse.
而且我要提醒我自己说，当时在圣经里面讲到的是耶稣，他是骑着一个驴子来到我们当中的，不是说他骑着一个战马或者赛马来到我们当中的。
So we honor God by living how Jesus would live.
所以我们个人的行为应该是。耶稣在这个世界上是怎么样生活的，我们也应当有那样的行为。
By driving like Jesus would.
所以你开车的时候也要想想，如果在现今这个时代，耶稣要开车的话，他是一个什么样的司机。
By studying like Jesus would.
我们要去学习看耶稣的行为是什么样的。
Okay, another negative example.
另外一个反面的例子。
It does not honor God if we cheat the system.
如果我们去欺骗整个系统、整个体制的话，我们也并没有把荣耀给神。
I have a ton of kids.
我有很多的孩子。
It would not honor God if I go to the movie theaters and lie about all the rages to get cheaper tickets.
如果我要去电影院里面想买便宜的电影票，我肯定就是进去跟人家报谎话，就是我的小孩都是低于多少岁多少岁，这样我就不用付那么多的电影票钱嘛。可是你这么做的话，你也并没有带荣耀给神。
Now this is a more practical example for us and our family. Deals with hotels.
另外一个更对我们家来说更加切有体会的例子，就是我们假如说我们全家要去旅行，要去订酒店。
Most hotels are not okay with you cramming six kids and two adults into one room.
对于大多数酒店来说呢，要放一个房间里面放六个小孩、两个成年人，其实是都不行的。
So we actually have to.Call in advance. Are you okay? We have six kids, and we have to get their permission.
所以我们每次出行的话，要找酒店的话，我都要提前打电话跟酒店一个一个的问，就说我有六个孩子，你能不能允许我们把那么多人塞到一个酒店房间里面
？It would not honor God if Flora and I we took in the very nice obedient Jasmine and the obedient Dominic, and we say, yeah, we got two kids.
那如果我真的要去到酒店里面的话，难道我就只带我乖的大女儿和二儿子进去说啊，我们只有两个小孩
？Right, nice, peaceful, small, loving family. We walk in, they're all great kids.
然后我们就两个大人跟那两个乖孩子走进房间里面。
And then when they're not looking, we sneak in Max and Tyler and Tobias and Haste, and then this big party and soccer goes on in the front room.、Right?
然后趁人家不注意的时候，把四个调皮的让他们溜到我们的房间里面，这样对吗？
No, it honors God when we're upright, when we're honest.
这样是不对的。只有我们真的是在我们的行为，还在我们的心灵是公义，能够做到好的时候，那这才是真正的把荣耀带给神。
When we're compliant to the rules.
让我们真的是可以，当我们真的是可以遵守规定、服从掌权的时候。
So some positive examples.
好，我现在要给大家一些正面的例子。
Of course, Jesus was compliant to the point of death.
当然，耶稣是非常顺服的，顺服到死的地步。
And that death was unjust.
而且他的那个死亡是一个不公义的死亡。
It honors God if we help people.
如果我们帮助他人做善功的话，帮助别人的话，这是对神是一种荣耀。
So I'm going to do something a little bit different today.
我今天呢会有一些跟平时不一样的举措。
I need some help being creative here.
我需要有在座当中有人能够帮我，让我可以有一些比较新颖的。
And I want us to brainstorm how we can do good.
我希望大家都能够加入到我们的讨论里面来，告诉我有哪一些行为是我们可以做的，能够帮助他人的。
So tell me, how are some of the ways that we could do good and help others?
好，我就想请你们告诉我有哪一些事情是我们能做的，是能够帮到别人的。
What do you think?
Volunteer.
Volunteer, sure. Volunteer for what? Yeah. Let's get specific. Sure. Excellent.
去流浪者之家去做志工。
Jasmine's in the back saying, "Volunteer for Project Hope. I'm going to need help."
我女儿就会说，希望大家能够加入希望工程，帮助我们。
Right. What else?Yeah, absolutely.
去给他人做鼓励。
That takes time and effort.
如果你真的是要给他人带来鼓励的话，这其实也要花很多的时间和心思。
right? It, you have to be mindful to do that. You have to be thinking about somebody and reach out to them for that.
而且如果你真的要这么做的话，你还得很上心的去一点一点的去思考，去找途径去这么做。
Other things?
还有什么事情是我们能做的吗？
Yeah.
去帮助老年人，帮助孩童，帮助那些没有办法自己照顾自己的人。
Sure, and we could be specific with that. For example, one of the things that happens often here are meal trains.
我觉得我们也可以非常具体的讲到刚刚那里的时候，因为在美国有一种服务叫做餐车，它的意思不是说外面卖餐的餐车，而是说每个人都可以加入到里面去。比如说你一天三餐，每个人可以。你负责早餐，我负责中餐，另外一个人负责晚餐，这样子。
Right, I'm guessing you explained what that was. When say a mother gives birth, and we provide a host of meals.
就比如说一个妈妈，她刚做妈妈了，生了小孩，那么这时候她就需要有人给她带去食物。
John helping people move.
就比如说黄叔叔经常帮学生们搬家。
James helping people roof their house.
或者说像 James 经常帮人家去修他们的屋顶。
Right, helping watch people's kids.
甚至包括在教会里面帮忙看小孩。
These are all good deeds.
这些都是很好的行为。
And of course, Jesus is our example.
那当然了，耶稣是我们的榜样。
Jesus left heaven to help and do good.
耶稣离开了天国，他来到我们当中是为了要做一些好的事情。
And they say that imitation is the most sincere form of flattery.
有人曾经说过这么一句话，模仿是最真诚的奉承。
Modeling after Jesus is true worship.
如果你真的想要去模仿、效仿耶稣的话，这是一个真正的敬拜。
The expectation is that God's children will love practically like God does.
整个期望就是神的子民们能够学会去爱别人，就像神爱他们一样。
So here we have verse 3.
好，我们这里有第三节。
And here Paul explains the basis for those expectations.
然后第三节就是保罗也提到了这些期望的基础是基于什么上面的。
I don't know if it's there in the Chinese, but the English version starts with the word for.
我不知道在中文里面有没有这么一个介词，但在英文里面它整句话的开始是有一个词，这个词就是因为。
So this describes the basis, the grounds or the reason for the expectation.
所以这样子看的话，你就知道明白后面那个所以前面是有这个因为的。
And we're going to be looking at this is salvation with results.
我们这一段看的就是带着结果的信救恩。
That's the focus of this section and basically the letter as well.
这其实是我们接下来要看的这一段的主旨，其实也跟提多书第三章的主旨是非常相符的。
And Paul starts by explaining the pre-Christian state of mankind.
在这里呢，保罗他刚开始呢，他就提到了在基督徒以先的人类的总体是这么一个光景的。
We're all guilty of doing dumb, evil things.
我们从前都是非常无知，非常有罪，有各种各样不好的行为。
We lived in rebellion to God.
我们一直都是非常悖逆神的。
We were deluded in our thinking.
我们被自己的思维所蛊惑。
And we were slaves to all sorts of passions and pleasures.
我们被各种的私欲和厌乐所奴役。
For some of us, that passions and those pleasures, that bondage was to greed.
对有的人来说，他们的网络可能是他们的贪婪。
Some of us were slaves to materialism or looking good and taking care of ourselves way too much.
对有些人来说，可能是物质，很在乎我们外表给他人是什么样的一个印象。
Some of us were slaves to entertainment or video games, pornography.
对有一些人来说，可能他们的网络是厌乐，是淫秽，是游戏。
Some of us were slaves to chemical addictions.
还有一些人，他们可能是对化学药物的上瘾。
And all these are bondages that prevent us from doing the good that we know we ought to do.
这些都是网罗，这些网罗就防止我们去活出一个敬虔的人生，去有好的行为，去做出我们应当做出的事情。
They prevent us from living and loving practically like Jesus did.
正是因为这些网罗，我们不能够爱别人像耶稣一样的爱别人。
So that's our situation.
所以那就是我们之前的光景。
But God's response in verse 4 through 7.
但是如果你看第四到第七节的话，你会看到神对这样光景的回应。
Is one of love, kindness, and salvation.
神对我们这些刚刚说的那些不好的回应是他的救恩、他的恩慈和他的爱。
Notice the contrast. Tobias, go back one, please.
如果你去看刚刚的对比的话
，Right, it says that we were hated by others.
你会看到我们是彼此相恨。刚刚的第三节这节的是
loathed and despised.
我们是无知、悖逆、可恨这些词。
And here we're washed and regenerated.
然后看到第四、第五节这些词是重生的洗。慈爱、恩慈、救恩等等。
Think of this as like the ultimate restoration project.
所以你可以把这个看作是一个终极的恢复工程。
The Holy Spirit of God washes His people and brings us to life.
圣灵是亲自的来给我们施行救恩的洗，并且也重新恢复了我们。
We start out like a bucket of rust.
我们刚开始就像幻灯片上面这个车子一样锈迹斑斑。
Incapable of any good.
基本上是根本都不能做任何的用途，开不了，也不能够拿椅子出来干嘛。
We're a burden to those around us. We even have to be towed around.
无论是谁拥有刚刚幻灯片这里彰显的这样一辆破车，都是一个负担。
Like this car.
就像这个车子一样。
It's ugly. It's despised. It's useless.
非常丑，非常没有用，也被人看不起。
But then, of course, God comes in.
但是当神介入之后
and the work of the master, after the work of the master, we are desired. Go ahead, Tobias, next one.
但是当神介入之后，他亲自的来修复我们，我们就变成了像这个新车一样
completely new.
是一个全新的状态
and useful to the master.
对于主人来说，又非常的有用了。
No longer does the master have to tow the car around. Now the car itself gets to drive him around.
不用再把这刚刚那个破车拖到到处去拖着走，而是自己都可以能开的。
And I love how forceful Paul is with his language in this section.
其实我非常喜欢保罗在这一段里面，他用一个非常命令性、非常强调性的语气去说他的这番话。
So Tobias, will you go back a few?
我们去看之前的几节。
Right there, yeah. Look at verse 5.
我们去看第五节。
He saved us.
大家注意看这个时态，他这里说的是他救了我们。
One of my pet peeves or little annoyances that I have in Christianity is how we talk about salvation.
其实对于今天在很多教会里面，我有一个做法并不是很喜欢的。
We almost take God out of the conversation.
我们很多时候说救恩的时候，基本上是把神从这个语态上面是抹去的一个状态。
We often say, "I was saved on such and such a day."
我们经常说的语态呢，是我在某某天被救的。
That's not how Paul talks about it.
得救的，但是保罗并不是用这样的一个时态。
God saved us.
你看保罗他说的话是他救了我们，主与未雨冰雨。
God delivered me from drugs and alcohol.
神把我从药物的成瘾和酒精的成瘾中抽离出来。
Do you see how the focus is on God more?
所以你能看到吗？刚刚说他救了我们，和刚刚我不喜欢的那个某天某天得救，某天某天被救，是一个主动和被动的关系。
In fact, Paul goes so far as to say it had nothing to do with what we did.
甚至在第五节后面，他都更强调的说，并不是因为我们自己所行的义。
God's response, He saves us.
神的回应是他救了我们
and he did it for a very specific purpose.
而且这么做有其中非常具体的目的
that we would be heirs.
这个目的就是我们能够成为他的继承
that we would be his children.
我们会成为他的孩子
that we would be the people of God.
我们会成为神的子民
So we looked at the expectations.
我们刚看到了这些期望
And the basis for those expectations.
如果你去看这些期望的基准是在哪里呢
？And that basis is that God has made a wreck or a wretch His treasure.
你会看到神把原来非常一文不值的东西变成了他的财富。
And that is the the basis, the foundation of the Christian message.
这就是从耶稣而来的一个信息的重点。
God saves sinners.
神救罪人。
Right, that's the foundation of what we do here.
这就是我们今天在教会里面要强调的一个信息的主旨。
So we're going to look at verses 8 through 11 now.
我们接下来会看八节到十一节。
And Paul calls Titus to stress these things.
保罗也跟提多说要强调这些重点。
Stress the basic message.
强调文章整个经文的重点。
With the result of good works.
要强调的是我们要有善工作出来。
And then he also tells them in verse 9,verse 9, that they're supposed to avoid something.
而且在第九节也强调了说你们要避免什么什么。
Avoid disputes.
要避免纷争。
So first, Christian leaders, and this is how this is tied to the theme of the year.
啊，接下来要讲的是跟在教会里面做领袖的有关的，这其实也跟我们今年的主旨也蛮相关的。
Christian leaders should stress the basic gospel message.
基督徒的领袖们得要去强调福音基本的信息。
It is not salvation because of good works.
救恩不是因为义行得救。
It is good works because of salvation.
之所以有善工有义行，是因为救恩。
You don't have to be good.To have a relationship with God.
你不需要成为一个好人去跟神建立联系。
You go to God, and have this relationship with Him, so that He can help you be good.
你与神建立联系来变好。
That's the Christian message.
这才是最基本的属神的信息。
Being a child of God can make any good work possible.
成为神的孩子能够让任何的义行成为可能。
But all the good deeds in the world cannot make somebody a person, a child of God.
但是如果你单单仅靠义行的话，你不能成为神的孩子。
The people of God are simply His children.
神的子民很简单，就是神的孩子们。
Sometimes the devil whispers this.
有的时候，魔鬼可能在你耳旁这么悄悄地说一些话。
You're not good enough.
他可能会对你说，你根本都不够好。
That's not how it works, though.
但是事实上是这样子的吗？
God helps you be good.
因为事实上是神帮助你去变好。
You're a child of God.
你是神的孩子。
And Satan has no claim, not even visiting privileges.
撒旦没有抚养权，更没有探视权。
But we need to be reminded to live like the children of God.
但是我们经常需要被提醒我们是神的小孩子，并且能活出这样一个光景。
So as we're empowering others, as we're influencing and helping other people in their faith,
就在我们互相激励、互相帮助，在走天道的路上一同有份、一同前进的时候，
we stress the basic gospel message.
我们一定得强调福音信息的基本。
And on the other hand, we avoid disputes.
另一方面，我们也避免纷争。
We are to minimize unnecessary arguments.
我们要去减少不必要的争论。
Churches argue about the silliest things sometimes.
有的时候教会可能会因为一些很小的事情去有争论。
What color of carpet?
比如说地毯应该是铺什么样的颜色。
Right. How often to serve communion?
多久应该有一次圣餐。
Do we do it all at once or do we spread it up and you know, how do we do communion?
我们应该怎么样有一个圣餐的程序。
Churches get in fights over these.
有的时候教会里面甚至会因为这样的事情而吵很大的架。
Some churches get in fights with stupid keys, right?
比如说钥匙的政策。
Okay. Unfortunately, sometimes these things split churches.
很不幸的，有的时候你像这么小的事情能够把一个教会给毁了。
These disputes ruin churches.
他们可能会把一个教会给分裂了。
Fortunately, by the grace of God, the Chinese church is different.
幸运的是靠着神的恩典，在我们华人教会这里是不一样的。
We might have a quibble, a little fight here or there.
我们可能有的时候会在这里或者那里有一些磕磕碰碰。
We might have differences in opinions.
我们可能各自会有不同的意见。
But the leadership here is rightly focused on doing the good work of God.
但是我们的教会的领袖们都是有正确的关注，知道我们要去 知道怎么样在社区里面有应当的义行。
There is too much good to do to get distracted by little petty arguments.
要做的义行太多了，所以无足挂齿的小事也就不用去想了。
Now some churches fight about doctrines as well.
当然也有很多教会是因为教义而起争执的。
There is a difference between a doctrinal difference and heresy.
异端和意见不同是两件非常不同的事情。
Heresy is when somebody questions the foundation or challenges the foundations of the faith.
异端呢，它指的是那群针对教会里面教义不赞同的这么一群人。
These are the non-negotiables of Christianity.
在教会里面的教义是不能妥协的。
Me personally, I boil them down to the Apostles' Creed.
对我来说，我觉得使徒信条是我接受的基本点。
The Trinity.
三位一体。
The authority of God's Word.
圣经话语的权柄。
The imminent return of Christ.
基督的再来。
Right, salvation by grace alone.
我们是因着恩典得救。
These are worth arguing about.
这些是不能妥协的。
But there's other things that really aren't.
但是真的有很多小的事情。
What's more important is how we treat one another.
当然更重要的是我们如何对待别人。
Paul says, warn them a couple times.
保罗说了要去提醒别人。
But if people are going to be divisive, just let them go.
但是如果有的人他们执意要去跟随异端，要去成为异端的话，那我们也不能花太多的时间在上面，浪费我们自己的时间。
I remember when I started to study the Bible seriously.
我记得当初当我开始去真的认真的去学习圣经，去看圣经的时候。
And it just so happened that the LDS, the Mormon missionaries, kept coming to my door.
就在那个时候，有很多摩门教的传道人传教士，他们就来敲我家的门。
And what I was reading in my Bible and what they were trying to teach me were very, very different.
那当然啦，我学习圣经，我看到的东西跟他们跟我说的东西是两件非常不一样的。
And I found myself after they left that I was spending hours and hours studying their error instead of my Bible.
后来我发现我陷入了一个怪圈里面，就是我花上更多的时间去学习他们的错误的地方，而不是真正神的话语。
So don't let the disputes, the distractions and all that get you away from doing the good you know you ought to do.
所以不要因为这些争论把你自己带离你的义行，让你自己没有办法去做你应当做的事情。
My school and high school, my high school had a saying.
在我高中有这么一句话。
They would always challenge us with this question.
大家总会挑战我们这么一个问题。
Are you part of the problem or part of the solution?
在我们高中里面就说这么一句话，就是你到底是问题的一部分呢，还是解决方案的一部分
？Be part of the solution.
我呼吁大家去成为解决方案中的一部分。
Stress the gospel message.
去强调福音的信息。
Avoid silly disputes.
去避免那些愚拙的纷争。
Help people be good.
帮助他人去行他们当行的义行。
Facilitate peace.
再去促进和平
，right? Facilitate unity and good deeds.
去促进团结，去促进更多的义行能够被做出。
And in this final section, we're going to look at some good deeds.
好，在最后一部分，我们会去看一下其中的他提到的一些保罗这里提到的一些义行。
Some practical examples again.
一些非常具有应用性的例子。
Again, you could see that these also flow from the expectations of God's people.
所以你看得出来跟刚刚那个承上启下也是讲到期望那一边的。
Verse 14 says,
第十四节这里说
And let our people learn to devote themselves to good works so as to help cases of urgent need and not be unfruitful.
并且我们的人要学习正经事业预备所需用的免得不结果子。
Look at how Paul measures productivity.
那我们来看看保罗是怎么衡量这个结果子这个生产力的。
How much good are you doing?
你今天做了多少的义行？
America is a culture of entertainment and leisure.
美国其实呢是一个娱乐休闲的文化。
And it lulls us into being unfruitful.
正是因为这种娱乐休闲的文化，很多时候让我们都不结果子。
I'm grateful that the again that the Chinese church by the grace of God is significantly different from the American culture.
再一次我很感恩的是我们华人教会非常的不一样，在我们这里跟外面的文化形成一个很鲜明的对比。
I'm grateful that for the in the Chinese church that there are so many godly examples of people filling up their lives doing good.
我很感恩的看见在我们华人教会里面有这么多的弟兄姐妹，在他们的生命当中，他们的生命真是充满了各种各样的好行为。
I'm grateful for Steve and Teresa.
我很感谢 Teresa 跟 Steve.
I'm grateful for Moses and Tiffin.
我很感谢德芬和 Moses.
I'm grateful for John and Jane.
我很感谢黄叔叔黄阿姨。
You continue to provide examples of what it means to be busy doing good.
因为正是你们在这个教会里面为大家彰显出了这么好的榜样，告诉我们什么样是不间断的去结好果子。
Again, John helping people move whenever asked.
你像黄叔叔，无论是谁，只要找到他叫帮忙搬家了，他总是义不容辞。
Moses on a business trip, maybe I could sneak in one visit to a family over there and encourage them in the Lord.
Moses 每次出去出差一样，就像大家长的一样，要去做各种各样的家访。
And of course, Steve, Teresa, and all the help that they do here.
还有 Steve 跟 Teresa 为这个教会是尽心尽力。
These folks.Serve as bright examples of godly men and women.
他们真的是非常敬虔的属神的儿女。
Bright examples of purity, holiness, and good deeds.
完完全全的榜样，在他们身上你看到了纯全圣洁。
And I pray that we would follow their example.
我也真的是有这样的祷告，希望我们每个人都可以效仿他们一样。
Doing good rather than getting distracted by the pleasures of this world.
是能够去忙着去做义行，忙着去结果子，而不是说因着娱乐休闲的文化而分心。
When you visit the house of God here at the Chinese church,
当你来到我们这个华人教会的时候
，and hopefully with any other house of God,
而且我也希望这也是去到其他教会也会这样。
Of course, you could expect smiles and joy.
我很肯定的就是你们都能够去看见每个人的脸上会有那种喜乐的微笑。
You can expect great Chinese food.
当然你会有很好的中餐。
But more importantly, you could find people who are busy doing good.
当然更重要的是，你能够在这些教会里面看到神的子民们是在忙着结果子，忙着做善工。
That is the expectation of God's children.
这就是在神的孩子们的一个期许。
Do good.
做好的事情。
We pray.
好，我们一起祷告。主啊，我们感谢你，因为我们知道我们是被分别开来的，因为我们也知道在今天这个休闲娱乐为主的文化里面，你亲自呼召我们，告诉我们我们一定要做个跟别人不一样，是让别人看到什么样是真正的纯全，什么样才是真正圣洁敬虔的生活。我们也求你给我们这样的力量，在世俗的文化里面我们能够站得稳脚跟，我们能够彼此的激励，彼此的鼓励，在走天道的过程中不要忘记真正福音的信息是什么，不要忘记是你救了我们，也不要忘记正是因为如此，我们更要的像你爱我们那样去爱别人，在我们的生命里面结出属灵的果子来，在我们互助互爱的过程中能够更进一步的明白你对我们的心意如何。也求你保守我们今天每一个人的心意，让我们都可以有这样的心智，在我们的生活里面去谨记着我们要在我们的行为上面彰显出我们的信心，这样不配的祷告乃是奉靠主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。